And good morning. Welcome to Tuesday morning's edition of KMAN's In Focus. And for Brandon Peoples, I'm Dave Lewis. And today we got three gentlemen here. Well, at least two gentlemen. And then there's the Commissioner, Pat Waxelman. How about if I turn your mic on? That sounds a lot better.
Yeah, they made me be here today. They let me out of the cage, so here I am.
It's Pottawatomie County Commission Day. We have are you chair this year?
No,
you're just a
regular
old commissioner.
I don't think I'll be it next year either.
You don't think so, huh? Pat Waxelman is here. Peter Clark, Public Works Director. Howdy.
Howdy.
Welcome back.
It's a pleasure always.
Always, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Stephen Metzger, County Planner, is here too.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. We got a lot of things to talk about, and Pat says he's only going to stick around for a half an hour.
Well,
the commissioner is shortchanging the rest of you.
We'll see what happens.
we'll play that by ear. But there's so many things that are going on over in Pottawatomie County these days. And Pat, we talked about, you've got a new commissioner coming on board with Greg Wright, former sheriff, and his retirement as being sheriff is actually official, I guess, this weekend. This week?
I don't know when his official date is, but I think they're having a retirement party for him on the 30th.
That's what it is they're having.
And they're having it up at the judicial.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I think it's actually tomorrow. Tomorrow from 1 to 3.
That's what I heard, but they got this radio station, KMAN, that I thought they said it was 30th of November. So
I just read the stuff. I don't write it.
Yeah, I think his official last day is the 30th.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's when whoever's the new sheriff.
See how easy it is to confuse me?
Yep. The new sheriff gets sworn in, I believe, on the 30th.
But we don't have a new sheriff yet. And Commissioner Waxman, you got a process that is underway tonight, and the Republican Party, I guess, takes care of that because it's an elected position.
Yes, we're going to work on it tonight about 6:30 at the judicial courthouse. And what they do is they nominate, and it's my understanding that they're doing this just a little bit different than they did the commissioner, because the commissioner could be
within the district.
Well, he could be nominated by anybody in the audience or the nominating committee.
Aha, okay.
Tonight, I think it's just a nominating committee that can nominate a person for the
position.
Yeah,
okay.
For the position.
And don't the 26 precincts in the county, I think, vote on it or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Got to have a majority vote.
What time does that start tonight?
6:30.
And at the Judicial Center?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's I don't know that that's really happened any time around here recently. Of course, Greg's been in the position for an awful long time.
Yeah, I think he's been up there probably about 30 years or so.
I think they said 19 years as sheriff, but in the department before that. And, I've known Greg for an awful long time. And we wish him a happy retirement. Wish him well. And his next endeavors, which will be as a county commissioner, starting
January 10th, I think.
January.
I swear, man.
And that position is open because Travis Altenhofen has had a career change with his employer and didn't feel like he could continue with the commission duties.
Yeah, that's the way I understand it.
So. Wish him the best, too.
Oh, yeah. He's done a good job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He really has.
Yeah. Well, you've got all kinds of things that are happening. We're going to be talking about a number of different things. You talked about code services. And one of the things I think is very pressing also is, we're starting to see some of the damages from the flood of 2019. And Peter, I know you've got crews that have been out looking at things, and there's a lot of washed out issues.
Yeah, we've been spending all year trying to fix gravel roads throughout the entire county as storms came through, wave after wave of pretty intense storms, storms that had upwards of 4 or 5, even 6 inches of rain, at a time. And it just did a lot of damage on the gravel roads. But in the meantime, we always kept in the back of our minds the roads that went underwater along Tuttle Creek Reservoir. We have a number of miles of road right there that all went underwater when the lake went up. And we were just thinking, when that lake finally does come down, those are all going to have to get repaired. And that's a different kind of repair than just, storm washing out a section of gravel road. And that's when, 18, 24 inches of silt that gets deposited on top of a road or sections of road that were inaccessible because they were cut off because of the flooding and reverted back to prairie land. how I'll have to get, retaken care of and put back into drivable shape. And I'll tell you what, the mud that gets deposited on a gravel road and has been sitting there all summer, and when it finally comes out, it has a special smell to it.
Oh, does it now?
And it's not exactly very pleasant. So my guys come back, and they definitely want showers after a day of working out there next to Tuttle Creek, getting those roads fixed up.
Does it have it just – I can't imagine what that would smell like. Just you just don't want to be there.
Yeah, it's just like – it's hard to describe. It's decaying matter, mm-hmm. so it creates some odors from that as it's getting deposits. It's a lot of anaerobic activity when because it doesn't have a lot of oxygen being underwater.
Do you have any – ideas right now, extensive damages to infrastructure around Tuttle Creek?
Well, there's about, I'd say, a total of 10 to 15 miles of road that we're trying to get uncovered and get rock back on those roads so that they're drivable. And it's going to take a good section. A lot of those roads are still closed. So hunting season, which has been going for a little bit, as those hunters get up there, they'll see that some of those roads are still closed, even if the water has receded, because it's still taking some time to get them cleaned up and drivable. Because some people will get stuck. I mean, with 18 inches of silt on a road, it's very slippery, and you will not get out of it if you drive through some of those sections of road.
Takes a while for that to all dry out.
Yes, and we have to find somewhere to stick all that extra silt, because it doesn't just disappear. You have to move it off the road, then you have to stockpile it and put it into trucks and find somewhere to stick it so it can – so you have
– Don't go there, Pat.
But it's pretty bad.
I was just going to make the comment. I heard you say something about sticking it this morning.
Well, it wasn't me. It was a quote from Christmas Story about, yeah. I'll show you where to stick that tree. Yeah.
That's what got me giggling.
Yeah, exactly. It got me giggling right in the middle of a news story, too. So you got all these roadways. Do you still have some that are underwater?
Yeah, there's a couple. There's not as much as there was. Obviously, the lake still got some room to go down. We expect probably before the end of the year all the roads will be out, but it may be sometime into 2020 before they're all accessible.
I think the level is somewhere around 1093.
That's good.
Right now.
And it's still going down.
18 feet above normal, and definitely still want it to go down quite a bit more, and they're able to discharge quite a bit of water now. I think they're still around 12 and a half.
Yep, and I hope that it stays that way for a while.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what kind of financial burden this is going to be?
Oh, we put estimates together when this first started to happen, when we were declared as an emergency. We started to put estimates on how much effort it would take. Now, I think some of our estimates were kind of low just because we really didn't understand the full scope. And we first estimated upwards of $500,000. I think we're probably going to be closer to the $750,000 to $1 million when all is said and done with all the work that we're doing, all the rock that we're hauling. We add up the labor, the materials, the equipment usage all together, besides anything we may contract to figure out what the total cost is going to be.
FEMA dollars coming into play?
Eventually, when we'll package it all up and say this is how much it cost us to recover from this, from these specific storms. And we have to be very careful that we're identifying specific roads that were tied to specific events that were during the time frame that they're going to allow it. But we have a great accounting staff that help us make sure we identify exactly when these the effort, the labor, materials, and work all happened, so we can tie it specifically to different events that were all part of that disaster declaration. So we're very happy we have the resources to make that happen fairly systematically, and we don't have to do a lot of guessing. We can tie all that work together and put a number on it.
Well, high fives to your crews out there and dealing with the stench and the work that's got to be done. That's going to be a long process, isn't it?
It's going to take a long time before we're all said and done. And even then, and Pat mentioned to me when we first started getting into this, it's like we're going to be working on this for years. It's not going to be just a 6 months later, we're all going to be back to perfect. We'll get roads passable, and we've been doing that fairly well. But the long-term impacts of the damage that happened from 2019 will be felt probably a couple years into the future.
Pat, do you have any recollection of what kind of damages you may have had back in 1993 from the floods?
No, not really. Throughout the county itself, I think there was probably more damage south of, in Waubonsie County, in that area there where the river was. But I really can't, think of a lot of damage that was done.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely one of the challenges. This is what you signed up for, isn't it?
So
you can help take care of these things.
You know, there's to be on the radio.
Pity. Such a pity. Such a pity. I know what you want to do with that tree, too. So there's, you know, we talk about a lot of things. Of course, this is one of the things, you know, with the damages, you know, as a result of that in with the floods. What are some other things, Commissioner Waxelman, that I know you got a handful of a lot of things. You're talking about, you know, some planning regulations and such and some other things. There's work that's on Limerick Lane that you're currently in the process. I know that was one of the things that you dealt with yesterday, Peter. Mm-hmm. Pat, what all you got on your list over there? It's a short list, and I know you want to bail out of here at 9:30.
Well, we do have a new administrator. We just signed a contract the other day. Chad Kinsley is coming on. He's been there for 5 years approximately, kind of working under Robert Reese and, you know, has picked up, I hope, a lot of good habits from Robert. Robert did a good job, and I hope, you know, Chad went to Robert Reese school because, you know, it'll benefit him down the road.
That's a tough job.
Oh, it's terrible. I wouldn't wish that job on anybody. I just think that he has the ability to do it, and I hope that, you know, he puts his nose to the grindstone because that's what it's going to take and do us a good job.
Has Chad worked in an interim capacity since Robert left, since he retired?
Yes. Okay. He's been, you know, kind of carrying the ball up to this point.
Nice to be able to pick that up and run with it.
Well, the whole staff up there has kind of, you know, helped each other get through it. And, you know, you got your HR, Crystal, and Heather, and I think there's Becky's up there. And, you know, if I forget somebody, excuse me, but they, you know, they all had to, you know, kind of jump in here and help out and keep things going. And I think they've done a good job along with, you know, all the rest of the department heads.
Well, and one of those things, you know, and, you know, when you take into consideration that administrator position, a lot of that is dealing with the structure of your staff and trying to make sure that everything, all those duties are allocated properly and your people are well trained to do so.
Yeah, he did a good job on that. Everybody kind of knew what their, you know, their mainstay was and where they fell into place and what was expected of them. And I think that we're still working along them lines pretty good.
So is Chad officially starting in that capacity of administrator full-time?
Yeah, we signed a contract the other day with him. And officially, I think Robert is done January 10th.
Okay. I remember it was at the end of the year.
And
or somewhere like that.
You know, I think Chad is already, you know, stepped into that position. But that, if the, you know, if there's a date, a specific date I've heard about, it'd be January 10th.
Okay. Got to continue to saw wood, huh?
Keep at it.
Got to keep at it.
Yep.
What else do you have for us today?
Like you said, we're going to appoint a new sheriff tonight. Mm-hmm. And I plan on going up there and kind of seeing how that all progresses and who it is. And
you don't have an official capacity with that, do you?
No.
Because that is an elected position, and that is kind of incumbent upon the party of the retiring Sheriff Greg Wright, which is the Republican Party.
Yeah, and their precincts, I think, is how they come up with the number of nominees to take care of it. But I don't know, with the sheriff, I guess there was a meeting the other night or the other day, the county city, where they were discussing, you know, some patrolling over.
Some overlap?
Overlap, you know, the actual city of Manhattan that overlaps into Pottawatomie County that's been annexed and everything. And I guess there was some discussion about it at the county city meeting the other day. And I don't know. Did you hear anything about that?
It wasn't so much the serving, it's the paying for it.
Yeah.
You know, and the responsibility financially with, you know, with it being in Pottawatomie County and Riley County residents paying for a portion of that. So there's, and that goes back, I think, some time where there's been some disagreements, even though it's set by state statute, who pays for what.
Yeah. And at the same time, I want it to be known that Pottawatomie does finance some of this overlap, you know, itself. I think we kick in well over $1 million on the portion that is in Pottawatomie County that's actually the city.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do have a little bit of stipend in the in the kitty here that we're throwing at it. So.
Okay. We're going to take our first break in the show, and we'll come back. We'll be continuing our visit with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Pat Waxman, Public Works Director Peter Clark, and Stephen Metzger. We might even get around to you.
That's okay. Take your time.
You know, you're on the tall chair, so, you know,
I feel important up here, that's for
sure. You should. You should. They're all taller than we are, Peter.
I'll sit down low. That's okay.
Okay.
I'll duck.
We'll return on KMAN's In Focus. And by the way, we are open for phone calls if you have any questions or comments. That number is 537-1350 when we return in just a couple of moments on KMAN's In Focus.